Slideshow. All right, one way to think about path analysis is as a way of sorting out the collinearity pattern amongst the predictors, asking yourself what may be the structure, temporal and or causal relationships among these predictors that produce the pattern of collinearity. That's what structure means. Temporal and or causal relationships. Here's what the structure of multiple regression looks like. We have five predictors and a criterion. We think four of those predictors are related to the criterion, and the fifth doesn't have any additional unique offering. Notice there's no arrow here. The absence of an arrow means, once we take these into account, this doesn't help us. Here's a proposed structure for the collinearity among the predictors and how they relate to the criteria, with hypotheses about which paths will contribute. The left is earlier in time and more distal causes. The right is more recent or later in time and proximal causes. Sometimes you sort of work back and forth between these two. Now, any good philosopher of science will tell you these aren't the same thing, but they tend to collapse for us in the behavioral sciences. So we think that five out of all the variables that we're looking at, and we know there's other variables out there, but out of all the variables that we look at, we think five is the most distal cause and happens first. And five pushes three and two around, and it also pushes one and four around, but notice there's no direct arrow to the criterion. There's no direct arrow from five to the criterion.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
So some of these things we think matter, other things we think don't matter. Four, for example, is influenced by five, but nothing else in the model. Two is influenced by five. Got the idea? We essentially take those things, we lay them out from left to right, where left to right is either time or causal chain. So much easier to say than do. Alternative ways to think about path analysis. To capture the causal paths among the predictors and to the criterion. To capture the temporal paths among the predictors and to the criterion. To distinguish direct and indirect paths of relationship. Or to investigate mediation effects. All four of these are the same thing statistically. We draw boxes. We draw some of the arrows amongst those boxes, always pointing from left to right. And then we put little numbers on those arrows. And we use those little numbers to decide whether or not we drew the right arrows in the right places. To distinguish direct and indirect paths of relationship, notice that two has a direct effect on the criterion. There is an arrow pointing from two from the criterion. It is a contributor in both the regression and the path models. If we back up here, we see that there's an arrow both in the path model and in the regression model. So, it has a direct effect on the criterion according to our hypothesis. Five does not have a direct effect on the criterion, but has multiple indirect effects. It influences three, which influences the criterion. It influences one, which influences the criterion. It influences four, which influences the criterion. It influences two, which influences the criterion. When you look at five in this path model, you get the distinct impression that five is part of the story, don't you? It's the starting variable. Doesn't have its own arrow, but it got this whole mess started. We now have some idea of where 1, 2, 3, and 4 came from. In part, they came from 5. You with me? Whereas if we just did the regression model, we say, you have to worry about 5. 5 doesn't have a unique contribution. Not a necessary part of the story. That's one of the advantages of path analysis over multiple regression, is you often get a more complete picture of what variables matter to the story. There's only one way you can matter to a multiple regression model. Have a substantial multiple semi-partial correlation. To have a nested model difference that's significant. To have a significant regression weight. All three are the same thing. But there's lots of ways to understand that a variable is part of the story from a path analysis. Direct and indirect effects. How are we doing? Yeah.
How, like, would 5 then be a suppressor effect?
Nope. Nope. Well, okay, it may be. It could be that if we take 5 out, 1, 2, 3, and or 4 act differently. That's that third criterion for a complete model, where nothing, if added to the model, would change the rest of the model. So, could be. But what most people will do when they look at that non-contributing 5 is take it out, never look back, and interpret what's left with the other 4. Path analysis is a way of saying, you know, I bet there's something going on. I bet if I look, when I take 5 out, 1, 2, 3, and or 4 change. Because 5 is part of what's going on. Also, in a causal sense, if you think 1, 2, 3, and 4 cause the criterion, it's nice to know where they came from. I mean, that's a question we all ask early. Where did I come from? Predictors ask the same thing. Lonely little predictors sitting in the cold want to know where they come from. They came from 5.
Path analysis, you have to have, when you enter it into the whatever, you have to have an idea of what comes before what?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, it's a booger.
Is that the deal because we want to have research hypothesis, or that's how it has to be entered?
The path analysis doesn't begin until you have boxes and arrows. So you have to create and defend your boxes and arrows theoretically. Because if you and I disagree about the order of these two, statistics can't help us. Everything in path analysis is nested models. I take out this path and I see if it hurts the model. That's nested. But if I swap these, that's a non-nested comparison and it's not available.
So then methodologically, I guess speaking, or maybe not, I don't know. It could be a statistical question. Who knows? Is it possible to use this kind of analysis in a burgeoning area of research where you might not have...
Everybody's got an opinion. Some of them stink. And that's why this begins after the argument about which boxes, in which order, with which arrows. The path analysis is just the stats part. It's the easy part. The hard part is getting agreement about which boxes, in which order, with which arrows is worth exploring, which of those arrows we can throw away. It's just like a multiple regression. We don't think of it that way, but it really is. The only thing we don't have to do in a multiple regression is draw the boxes. We still have to decide what variables do and don't get into the model, which groups they go in with, the order of entry, all of that kind of stuff. But here we have to draw boxes and draw arrows.
So am I getting
just a second? Moderators are interaction terms. Any one of these can be a main effect or an interaction term. This is inherently talking about mediation, and I'll show you as we get farther into this.
So this is built theoretically?
Absolutely.
So no statistics go into it?
Well,
I mean, because I'm thinking it seems like there ought to be a way to go back and look and say, well, you know, 3 if you do a regression, including 5,
sure,
contributes this much.
That's all what I consider theory, and that is not this data set.
Okay.
Anything that comes before the data set we're going to collect to test these boxes and arrows, I'm considering theory.
Okay.
Including earlier empirical stuff.
Okay.
So, theoretically, if your criterion is whether or not a country loses a dispute under NAFTA, right, that's your criterion over there. And you might go into thinking about what is the socioeconomic status of the country, the GDP of the country, because maybe that affects who the arbitrators or decision makers are. And so
wait. So now you've already named two variables.
Exactly.
Who are the things? And if you think that SES drives who gets to make the decision, that drives the decision, then who they are comes before. I mean, remember we talked about person, place, and thing, persons, places, things, sequential regression? who they are, where they find themselves, what else has happened.
Okay.
It isn't, I mean, it's not a lockstep, and you'll see why in a little bit, but persons, places, things.
Got it. Thank you.
Who you are, you have to decide if who you are drives where you are or was driven by where you are. You have to decide if who you are drives the treatment you get or vice versa. That's why there's sometimes a difference between a temporal order and a causal order, which is tied to something else that we are going to talk about.
Okay.
Bunch of bits and pieces here, but you're thinking about things well. Okay, more about direct and indirect. Three has a direct effect, and it also has indirect effect. So three is a very busy little variable. It has a direct effect, and it has an indirect effect. How are we doing? So what we're looking at when we look at a variable is we ask, does it have a direct effect? Does it have an indirect effect? Does it have both? Indirect effect might be just one, or it might be multiple. And that's all part of the story. We might use this to investigate mediation effects. Mediation effects and analyses highlight the difference between bivariate and multivariate relationships between a variable and a criterion. All the collinearity stuff, all the suppressor stuff is what brings us to the foot of mediation and path analyses. For example, teaching quality and exam performance. I got a nice correlation. It's wildly significant. Big old sample size. For binary regression, remember that the standardized regression weight is the same as the correlation. So what we literally have is a very simple little path model. Teaching quality leads to exam performance with a weight of 0.3. Okay? That's the path analysis for a bivariate correlation. Sort of looks lame sitting out there by itself because it might occur to us that there are other variables in play. It occurs to one of the researchers that there just might be something else besides teaching quality related to influencing even exam performance. The researcher decides that study time might be such a variable. Thinking temporally and causally, the researcher considers that study time comes between teaching and testing. Sometimes it's that easy, sometimes it's not. It's amazing the shit we can talk ourselves into and out of late at night when drawing boxes and arrows. So the researcher builds a mediation model, getting the weights from a multiple regression with teaching quality and study time as predictors. The resulting model looks like this. We might describe this model as the apparent effect of teaching equality on exam performance is mediated by study time. Notice that when we have both of these predictors in, teaching quality has no unique contribution in a model that includes study time. Or, study time tells us everything the teaching quality does, and more. We might describe the combination of the bivariate analysis and the multivariate regression from which the path coefficients were obtained as, while teaching quality has a bivariate relationship with exam performance, it does not contribute to a multiple regression model that also includes study time. Either analysis reminds us that the bivariate contribution of a given predictor might not hold up when we look at that relationship within a multivariate model. But I want you to think about something else. We should not look at just these two numbers and say, teaching quality. Don't need it. Doesn't tell us anything. When we shift from multiple regression to path analysis, we shift conceptually from just trying to understand the criterion to trying to understand how the variables relate to each other in a broader sense. And we should notice that teaching quality has a substantial path coefficient to study time. You can't look at all three of these weights and say teaching quality doesn't matter. Because you just decided that study time is really important. Where does study time come from? Well, apparently one of the places it comes from is teaching quality. Same thing that we saw with number five. Indirect effects matter. They are part of the story. And when you throw indirect effects out, you miss part of the story.